In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not really much into social media. I know how much that admission costs me with some, but I thought it was only honest to confess before I say the following. There are a number of people I have become aware of through the general media who are well-known social media influencers. And in the case of so very many of them, I just don't get it. Why so many people would grant such another individual they barely know, truly know, so much influence over their lives, it's just beyond me. I see it, I know that it's a very real thing in our culture. I just really struggle to believe that any clear-thinking, mature adult would embrace these influences over their lives. But clearly, they do. The people of Jesus' day were in desperate need. They were starving for better influencers. The teachers and direction setters of their day had a credibility problem. And a big part of that had to do with how they pushed themselves out into the sphere of influence as Bible experts. However, they were really quite ignorant of what God was actually intending to communicate through His Word. They had turned the Bible into a rule book that enslaved everyone to a burdensome obedience that earned anything of value, and certainly forgiveness and eternal life from a score-keeping angry God. Jesus arrived on the scene and proclaimed a complete peace and reconciliation with God as a gift, free from all human investment of any kind. And his proclaiming that message turned everything upside down, everything on its head. And there were people who didn't get Jesus at all. There were people that were angered by him. There were people who simply dismissed him. But there were others who saw him as exactly the kind of influence they needed. One with true authority over their lives. And they just couldn't stop talking about Jesus. St. Mark records it for us this way. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Okay. You give orders to a demon, an evil spirit, in front of me, and he listens to you and does exactly what you tell him to do? You've got my attention. Jesus was masterful at choosing his moments, his occasions and opportunities to reveal glimpses of who he truly was and why he had come, what he could all do. Jesus clearly was never about proving anything to anyone. He always was about winning hearts to his kingdom. We're not told in these verses exactly what portion of Scripture Jesus was using or what he was teaching, just that he was amazing the people with what he taught and by the authority that he demonstrated. You and I can only imagine what it would be like to have God sitting in our midst on a Sunday morning, teaching and applying the word firsthand. His command of the material and his authority in presentation likely would also get our notice, and the notice of any demons present. Now, I know you don't probably like to think about this, but we should ask the question. Are there any demons present among us today, right here, right now? The likelihood is very good. It's not something we like to think about in modern times. It's not something we like to even consider. And yet, the scriptural presentation of who the evil spirits are, the demons that follow the devil and work with him in all of his schemes, in all of those temptations presented to us, the likelihood is very good that there are demons present right now. But as Jesus taught, there was no denying that demons were present. They made themselves known. They challenged Jesus by name and revealed that they knew and understood his power and his purpose. They spoke of him as God in human flesh, that had not only the power but the mission to destroy the work of every demon and the leader of all demons, the devil. And as on other occasions that are recorded in the scriptures, the demons just couldn't keep quiet. They had to acknowledge who it was that stood in front of them. Not only who he was in regard to his personhood as a human being, Jesus of Nazareth, but with regularity would confess him to be God, the Holy One of God, the one who had the power and authority and whose purpose it was to ultimately destroy them. They confessed it openly. And this only verified for everyone present in that moment, as it also verifies historically for you and me, Jesus' authority to teach. Now think back for just a moment to the opening paragraph, my little monologue there. I questioned why anyone would allow someone else, a shallow, credentialed, popularity-seeking stranger, to hold significance over their lives. Here in the gospel, we are confronted with known, eternal, evil spirits testifying to Jesus' identity, power, and purpose. Even the powers of darkness can't help but acclaim Jesus as the Holy One of God. If there ever was a moment to believe and listen to demons, this would be it. That's because the presence and the power of Jesus was forcing them to endorse the authority of his teaching and his message. That is an authority like no other. certainly no other that you and I will ever encounter. And that is worth some time in contemplation. The influencers all around you, every day, who work very hard at chipping away at Jesus' credibility in your life, will truly stop at nothing to degrade Jesus in your eyes, in your mind, in your heart. Yet when they stood toe-to-toe with Jesus in person, they could do nothing but acclaim him for all he truly was, is, and always will be. A day will come again when Jesus, in all of his authority, with all of his power and glory as God, also wearing his now glorified human flesh, will once again stand among his human brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us that in that moment, every other voice of every other being, human and spirit, will be silenced before him. Only what he allows to be confessed will be uttered. It will be very similar to that day recorded for us here in Mark's Gospel in Capernaum. But Paul tells us in Philippians that every knee will bow before him and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is God, is Savior, to the glory of God the Father. And in the revelation that he was allowed to see and is recorded in the scriptures, John tells us that every eye will see him. Every heart will tremble at that authority and that reality. Even those who pierced him on the day of his crucifixion. Every single being, human and spirit, good and evil, will have but two choices in that moment: to shudder in fear, terror, at the reality that Jesus is everything he always claimed to be, or rejoice for their redemption, their moment of jubilation in confession has arrived. Again, I would propose to you that that is authority like none other. Every human leader, every human influencer, has to wait for reaction to see if they have won the narrative. Not Jesus. Jesus has the power to dictate every word from every mouth. He also has the power to stop time and make every last element of his creation accountable to him in any way he deems appropriate. Wow. Now that is authority like none other. But take a closer look at how he uses this authority in the moment presented here in Mark's Gospel. Jesus used all of his power, all of his eternal power and authority as God to relieve a demon-possessed man of the burden of his sin and unbelief. The fact that a demon-possessed man, who from the expression of the demon actually appears to be more than one, is present inside a synagogue to hear Jesus teach, should catch our attention. No one sitting in this house of worship this day is free from sin. Every single one of us has brought with us a burden of guilt and a need for true and lasting forgiveness. And while Jesus has the power and the authority to order anything at all in all the universe to happen, What Jesus was and is and always will be most interested in is making broken sinners, burdened sinners, completely whole again. The most powerful words your Savior God can speak are not words commanding an evil spirit to take a hike. They are not words spoken to relieve you of your cancer or your diabetes or your social oppression. The one who has authority like no other uses his authority most often and most fully to pronounce you forgiven of every last one of your sins. He uses his authority to make you a part of his eternal family. Welcome to live with him and his Father in peace, joy, and perfection forever. No demon can say otherwise. No social media influencer can ever speak a more important word to you than that. The chaos of the world around you on a daily basis may seem like it is completely out of control most of the time, but at any given moment, the one who has authority, like no other, can command every last bit of it over and done. And not a whisper will be heard in the next moment. He chooses to allow what he allows for his purposes. And ultimately, that is always about you knowing his authority, hearing his voice, listening to his word, trusting his promises, and obeying his will in all things. Other influences abound. They swirl around us like the snowflakes swirling outside. And they always will. But there is only one who has authority like no other. And what he says will always make an eternal difference. On a Saturday in a synagogue in Capernaum 2,000 years ago, and today, right here and now, in Antioch, Illinois, Jesus is speaking to you. He desires to be the greatest influence in your life and on your life. Take some inventory of those who are beating each other up on a daily basis to get your attention. Does anyone else have authority like Jesus? Does anyone else have authority like no other? Didn't think so. Amen. Please stand. Now grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen.